The Mishnah says on Saditas and Beis, Erev Psachim Samach Lemincha, Lo Yochal Adam Ad Shetechshach. Most people think the Girsa is Arve Psachim, but our Girsa in the Mishnah is actually Erev Psachim. We'll see Tosfos talks about this a little bit. So the first comment of the Mishnah is that a person on Erev Pesach should not eat Samach Lemincha until nightfall, until Tzeisak Olchavim. What does that mean, Samach Lemincha? So the Rashbam explains that we know there's a concept called Mincha Ketana, that on a perfect day, we assume the beginning of the day is at Netzach Chama, and the end of the day is at Shkia. So let's say on a perfect day of 6 to 6, a 12-hour day. So Mincha Ketana is 9.5 hours into the day. That means at 3:30 in the afternoon. That's the time that's called Mincha Ketana. In fact, the Mishnah earlier, Psachim says that Tamid Nishcha B'Shmonu Mechza. Right, the Talmud is Nishcha B'Shmona Mechza, V'Karei B'Tisho Mechza. The time that the Talmud Shalbein Arba'im was brought in the Beis HaMikdash as a korban on the Mizbeach was at 9.5 hours into the day. It was brought at the time of Mincha Ketana. That's the Zman of the Talmud. So comes the Mishnah and says that Erev Pesach, Samach LeMincha, Samach means half an hour before Mincha Ketana. Samach LeMincha, a person is not allowed to eat. What can he eat? So we have to talk about that as well. But the simple pshat is that he can't have a suda. He can't eat pas. Now, of course, Erev Pesach, we're not eating bread. So we're really talking about matzah. But as Tosis is going to explain, it's really matzah ashira. Egg matzah is the type of matzah that you can't be yotzi with on the Seder night. It's complicated exactly what you're not supposed to be eating. But you're not supposed to have a suda. Certainly not supposed to have a suda. Erev Pesach, samach lemincha, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, a half an hour before Mincha Ketana. Afilu anisha b'Yisrael, zok the Mishnah, lo yochal ad sheyosef. There's a chiyav haseba as well. A person has to recline when he eats on the leil haseder. V'lo yifchasu lo me'ar b'koso shel yayin v'afilu minat tamchoy. And he shouldn't drink less than dalet kosos. So these are three very important halachas that we find in the first Mishnah in Erev Pesachim. The second two we know more about, but there are details in these statements of the Mishnah that we have to extract, that we have to elaborate on. But the second halacha is the din of Heseba, and the third halacha is that there's a concept of Dalet Kosos. But let's focus today on the first halacha in the Mishnah. That Erev Pesach, Samach LeMincha, a person is not supposed to eat. Not supposed to have a Suda. Why not? What's the reason? What could be the problem to have a Suda then? It seems to be far away from the Seder, so what could be the Issus? This comes Rashi and says, Lo yochal kedesh yochal matzah shel mitzvah l'teyavon misham hidah mitzvah. Now she says, lo yochal adam at shetach shach means he's not allowed to eat a suda, so that he'll eat the matzah l'teyavon, he'll have a good appetite for the matzah, misham hidah mitzvah. Because it's a hidah mitzvah, it's beautifying the mitzvah, not just to eat matzah b'leil haseder, but to eat it l'teyavon. The Rashbam echoes the same Lashon. Very often the Rashbam and Rashi dovetail each other. But sometimes each one adds a different Nakuda. The Rashbam, for example, in the first Dirmasal Arve, so he added a whole description of Mincha Ketana, which Rashi didn't have, so it's kedai to look in the Rashbam, because it fleshes out the Inyan a little bit more. Here, both Rashi and the Rashbam say really the same thing. Zog to Rashbam, lo yochal adam, kedai sheyochal matzah shel mitzvah l'teyavim v'shemidah mitzvah. Same idea. Now, both Rashi and Rashbam hold the Isra Achila on Erev Pesach, Samach LeMincha, so he'll eat matzah l'teyavon, b'leil haseder, he'll have a hearty appetite to eat matzah at the leil haseder. And why is that so important? Say Rashi and Rashbam, Mishum Hidah Mitzvah. Because it beautifies the mitzvah to eat it l'teyavon, and not to eat it when he's full. The Ran offers a different reason as to why one is not allowed to eat Erev Pesach, Samach LeMincha. If you turn to the Ran, in the first daf in Arve Psachim, the Futesam and Aleph and Dapi Arif in the old versions, Ran writes, Lo yochal adam, klomar, lo yaschel lechal, you shouldn't begin to eat, samach lemincha, umefarish begemar, dahainu taima, ki echid lo lesi lemechle lematza achilagasa. The Gemara explains that the reason why you're not allowed to eat Erev Pesach, Samach LeMincha, is so that you won't eat the matzah on Lil HaSeder, Achila Gasa, you won't stuff yourself. Achila Gasa, you won't stuff yourself. Klomar, Shlo Yuchal Livlo Osa Lebekoshi. If you eat it Achila Gasa, that means that you're not going to be able to swallow it without great difficulty. Ach, you feel so stuffed, you feel like you can't just put anything else there. It's you feel completely full. So says the Ran, the Gemara explains that the Isra Achila on Erev Pesach, Samal HaMincha, is because we don't want you to eat the Matzah Achila Gasa. Chaygavna lo yotze b'yidecha v'asa. And if you do that, you're not going to be yotze. Why not? Lo mikri Achila. Achila Gasa is not an Achila. Achila Gasa in Kol HaTorah Kula is not called an Achila. If you eat and you stuff yourself, that's not called an Achila. Physically, you're ingesting something. It's going into the digestive canal. But that's not called Achila al Pidin. How do you know that? Ukid yaminan she'ochel truma achila gasa eno chayev mishem ochel ela mishem mazik. Someone who eats truma, if a czar eats truma, achila gasa, he's full, and then he eats a little bit of truma. So we know a czar is not allowed to eat truma. And what's the chiv if the czar eats truma? Anyone? What's the chiv if the czar eats truma?
Kores.
Kores. Okay, but what does he have to pay? Yes, Shalom.
Karen V'chomish?
Karen V'chomish, right? He has to pay for the truma itself. He has to pay for the truma itself because he stole the truma. He took a truma that doesn't belong to him. But he also has to pay chomish. He pays a fine. He has to pay a fine of a fifth more. The halacha is that if the czar eats truma, achila gasa, he has to pay Karen. Of course he has to pay Karen. He stole the Karen. It doesn't matter whether he eats it or he's mazik it. Right? Let's say he destroys it. He also has to pay for the truma. But the chiyuv to pay chomesh is only for an achila. V'ish ki yochal kodesh bishkoga. If he eats truma, bishkoga. Only bishogeg does he pay karen b'chomesh. So comes the Ran and says that if he eats truma, achila gasi, he doesn't pay chomesh because he's only called a mazik. He's not an ochel. Achila brings the chiyuv of chomesh. Mazik doesn't bring the chiyuv of chomesh. So if he eats it achila gasa, there's no chiyuv chomesh. That shows you, says the Ran, that achila gasa is not called an achila. So that's exactly why the Gemara says that you're not allowed to eat erev Pesach samach lemincha half an hour before mincha ketana, because we're afraid that you might eat the matzah achila gasa and then you won't be able to the mitzvah. Gevalt, you're not going to be able to the mitzvah if you eat it achila gasa. So then you're not doing an achila, and if you're not doing an achila, you're not going to be able to bechlal. You're not going to be able to bechlal. This idea of the Ran that Achila Gas is not called an Achila, so that's a Gemara in Yuma. The Ran's referring to a Gemara in Yuma. Gemara in Yuma on Daf Pei Amid Beis quotes two halachas. It quotes that halacha of Zar Shechol Shuma. But earlier it quotes Reish Lakish's din that Ha'ochel Achila Gasa B'Yom HaKippurim Potter. Is Nisra Achila on Yom Kippur as well? Comes Reish Lakish and says, if you eat Achila Gasa on Yom Kippur, you're Potter. My time Ashelo Su'una Ksiv Prat Lamazik. Ashelo su'una ve'ish ashelo su'una etzem ayam hazeh v'nichrisa. Ashelo su'una tells me prat l'mazik, says Rashi, prat l'mazik l'zeh she'enu mevatel mimenu sham'inu al-yedei achil l'zu el mazikhu. Mazikhu es ha'ochlin ve'es atzma. Someone who eats achil agasa, he's not mevatel the inui, he's still in distress, he's still afflicted, because he's not helping himself. Right? He's not helping himself. He's not taking away any of the inu. He's just mazik himself. He's mazik himself. There can't be any chiyuv there. And then the Gemara quotes the second halacha that zar shochel truma achila gasa mishalim esakeren v'ena mishalim sachomesh kiyochel prat lamazik. The same idea that there's no achila if you eat achila gasa. If you eat achila gasa, you're only called a mazik. So therefore, zar shochel truma is going to be potter from chomesh. It's interesting, it's mashma that the Isra Achila on Yom Kippur is not an Isra Achila. It's a bitul ha'inui. The concept is you can't be mevatel the inui. Rashi didn't really need to say that. Rashi could have said if there's an Isra of Achila on Yom Kippur, so if you eat Achila Gasa, you're not doing an Achila, so there's no chiv. He should have just said that. Okay, not for now. But the basic idea is that Achila Gasa is not called an Achila. And that's why both, if you eat achila gasa on Yom Kippur, and if a czar eats truma achila gasa, there is no chiyuv, no chiyuv chomesh, there's no chiyuv Yom Kippur. What's interesting is that the Ran says that the Gemara mefarish. The Gemara explains this way. Rashi and Rashbam don't quote the Gemara; they give you a different reason. It's interesting, right? The Ran mentions Gemara, the Gemara mefarish. Which Gemara? Who Gemara? He doesn't give you a daf. The Ran seems to say that the Gemara does say something about this. Rashi and the Rashbam don't tell us anything. They don't make reference to any Gemara, so we're going to have to figure out which Gemara is the Ran referring to, and why didn't Rashi and the Rashbam mention that Gemara? Or did they mention that Gemara? Did they mention that Gemara? We'll have to see. There clearly is a machlokas, Rashi and the Rashbam on the one hand and the Ran on the other. Why is there an Isser on Erev Pesach to eat a Suda Samach Lemincha? What's the reason? Rashi and the Rashbam say, so you'll eat matzah l'te'avon, you'll have an appetite to eat the matzah in Leila Seder. And the Ran seems to say that the reason for the Isser Achila is so that you won't eat the matzah Achila Gasa. Different formulations, different reasons they seem to give. Ephraim.
Why is Rebbe suggesting that the Ran is cholik on Rashi and the Rashbam? Can we also say that they're really saying the same thing? That Hidr Mitzvah is a din that's not only Chatzchila but also Makiv?
Where does the Ran use the word Hidr Mitzvah?
Well, he doesn't, but the fact that they're talking about the same Gemara, they're both talking about eating before the Seder, and one says Hidr Mitzvah, one says Achila Gasa, why can't we say that maybe they're the same thing?
No, so they're both talking about the same Mishnah. The Ran is referring to a Gemara. We're going to see the Gemara in Daf Kuf Zayin Amid Beis. Rashi and the Rashbam don't make explicit reference to that Gemara. So even though they're both referring to the same Mishnah, but the fact that they use totally different language would seem to imply that they're not saying the same thing, but rather they're giving two different approaches. In fact, I didn't assign it, but if you look at the Rabbeinu David is one of the Rishonim that is not in the Kovetz Mefarshim. I have no idea why they left it out of the Kovetz Mefarshim. It's a staple in Maseches Pesachim. It's Mamash Apella that they left it out. But if you take a look in the Rabbeinu David, there's a separate sefer that's called Rabbeinu David. So if you take a look in the Rabbeinu David, he learns like the Ran. Rabbeinu David and the Ran came from the same Beis Medrash, so they often dovetail each other. Rashi and the Rashbam also came from the same Beis Medrash. That's why they often say similar things. Rabbeinu David says the same pshat as the Ran, and he ends off by saying, Udalo keperish Rashbam. He writes explicitly that this is not the way that the Rashbam explains. Rabbeinu Shmuel Zalkosu k'de sheyochel matzah shal mitzvah l'teyavah mishamidah mitzvah, ve'eino nachon, he says. So clearly Rabbeinu David is assuming that the Rashbam did not learn like him. They're saying different things. If you look at the Lashon of the Rash and Rashbam, it certainly doesn't sound like that. They mention Hidr Mitzvah, the Ran doesn't say anything about Hidr Mitzvah. If the Ran's Achila Gasa was Hidr Mitzvah, he should have said it. The fact that he leaves it out sounds like they really disagree. So what's the Machlokas? Rash and Rashbam on the one hand, Rabbeinu David and the Ran on the other. So Lechora, there really are two points over here. There's a point of contention between the two of them. There could be a point of contention mitzad ha-svara, and there could be a point of contention mitzad the Gemara as well. We're going to have to get to this Gemara to figure out which Gemara is the Ran referring to, and why did Rashi and Rashbam learn that Gemara differently. Rashi and Rashbam can't just ignore the Gemara, but they're obviously going to learn the Gemara differently, and that's why they didn't suggest the approach of the Ran. But first, let's look at the svara over here. What could be the Svara Machlokas behind this dispute between Rashi and the Rashbam and the Ran on the other hand? So, Rashi and the Rashbam mentioned this concept of Hidr Mitzvah. How does that play out in this situation? So, what's interesting is that Rashi and the Rashbam are using Hidr Mitzvah in a very creative way. We normally assume that Hidr Mitzvah applies to the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. The object that I'm doing the mitzvah with. Why do I say that? Because that's what the Gemara says in Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, that introduces us to the concept of Hidr Mitzvah, mentions Hidr Mitzvah in the Cheftza. Which Gemara am I referring to? This is the Gemara on Kuf Lamed Gimel. The Tanya Zakeli Van Veyu. His snarl of fun of a mitzvah, the Gemara says, the Pasuk Zakeli Van Veo tells us that we have to beautify ourselves in mitzvahs. What does that mean, to beautify ourselves in mitzvahs? To be mahadir in a mitzvah. So up to Braisa, Asay lefon of Sukkah Noah, Lulav Noah, Shofar Noah, Tzitzis Noah, Sefer Torah Noah. Make a beautiful tzitzis, Sukkah, a beautiful Lulav, beautiful Shofar. It's interesting, tzitzis, what does that mean? The strings should be Noah? If the beged is not, somehow that beautifies the mitzvah tzitzis. Interesting. Because the beged is not really the ikar mitzvah. The mitzvah is the tzitzis. It sounds like even to make a tzitzis not, talis not, they have a lotion of talis not in different places. The talis no apparently also is part of the hidden mitzvah. It's a hidden mitzvah in the chefza. A hidden mitzvah in the chefza. A sefer Torah no, a shofar no, a lulav no. The chefza shel mitzvah. That's the place that the concept of hidden mitzvah really applies fundamentally. From the braisa, that's what it would appear. It doesn't sound like there's a concept of hidden mitzvah in the maisa mitzvah of the gavra. The way that I do the mitzvah, it's all about the chefza shel mitzvah. Right? L'mashal, we've had in the past, there's a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Nechachamim, whether lulav tzarech eged or lulav ein tzarech eged. Machlokas, whether you have to tie up the dalet minim together, the three minim together. Right? And the Gemara says, even the Rabbanan who hold that lulav ein tzarech eged, mishim zakeli vanveyu, lechatchila mitzvah la'ogdo. Because of hidden mitzvah, the Chachamim said that you're supposed to be ma'aged the lulav. Again, that's a hidden in cheftza. You're creating a chefta shal mitzvah that the dal and minim should be together, and then you're going to be notel them. You're going to do a ma'isa mitzvah. The hiddur seems to be in chefta shal mitzvah, not in the ma'isa mitzvah. Rashi and the Rashbam are introducing a new concept here, that you can have a hiddur mitzvah even in the ma'isa mitzvah. What do I mean? To eat matzah l'te'ovon, to eat matzah with a good appetite, it's the zelba matzah, it's the same matzah. You're not changing the chefta shal mitzvah. Right, you can do hidurim in the matzah, shmur mishas ktsira, shmur mishas lisha, mishas tchina, whatever you'll do, and other hidurim in the matzah itself. But here you're not changing the matzah. It's just the way that you're eating it. You're eating it on an empty stomach. You're eating it l'teyavon, that you'll have an appetite, or some people will eat it without the appetite. There's no difference in the Chefza Shel Mitzvah. It's all a difference in the Maisa Mitzvah. And yet, the Rashi and Rashbam seem to say that there's a concept of Hidden Mitzvah there as well. That's a Chiddush. That's a Chiddush that we should say Hidden Mitzvah even in the Maisa Mitzvah. I saw Rabbi Sachs in his Sefer HaPsochim, he wants to suggest that we find this idea in a Tosus in Brachas as well. It's a Chiddush, but we do find some Rishonim suggest such an idea, that Hidden Mitzvah applies not just to the Chefza Shel Mitzvah, but to the Maisa Mitzvah as well. What's the context of Tosus in Brachas? So we all know of the famous principle of Shomea Ka'ona. Shomea Ka'ona means that if I'm Yotzei a mitzvah shebedibur, a mitzvah that involves speech, then someone else can piggyback onto my mitzvah. They can listen to me, and they can be Yotzei as well. L'moshal, there's a mitzvah deraisa every Friday night to say Kiddush, bedvarim. So if someone else listens to my Kiddush, he can be Yotzei too. There's a mitzvah, Zochas Yom HaShabbos, Zocha Shiteshona Beficha, you're supposed to speak. But the idea of Shomea Ka'ona tells me that even if someone listens, that's enough, and he can be Yotzei. He can be Yotzei even through listening to someone else. What's the nature of that concept? So every so often we do Chazara. We talk about this. This is our classical example of a literal equation or a non-literal equation. Right, the Torah equates two things, Shomea and Ania. Shmia, listening, and dibur. So what does that mean? Does it mean Shomei is ka'one mamish, that if I listen, it's as if I'm speaking? Or do we say, no, it's not as if I'm speaking, but listening is sufficient in order to be Yotzei the mitzvah? So you would say, tzimidreita hen, tzimidreita her, dre either way, but what does it matter? You're Yotzei, you're listening, you're Yotzei. Two ways of looking at it. Do we treat it al pidin as though the person is actually speaking? Or do we say, no, he's not speaking, but he's Yotzei as well through listening, even though he's not speaking? What's the nafkamina? So the classical nafkamina is Tosus and Brachas. What's the din in the following case? Let's say a person is davening a Shmona Esrei, and a Shmona Esrei is a little bit longer, and the Shliach Tzibah starts the Chazar Sashatz, and he gets up to Kedusha. So what does a person do? Is he supposed to listen to the Shliach Tzibah saying Kedusha and be Yotzei through Shomea Ka'ona? Or should we say no? He should go on his merry way. He should continue davening Shmona Esrei, and he can't be Yotzei. He shouldn't stop and listen. What's the din? So Tosus in Brachas quotes a Rashi, a famous Rashi in Sukkah. Tosus in Brachas on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. Tosus says, because of Rashi b'Sukkah Perek Lulav HaGozel, the Adam HaMispalel v'shama mipi achazin kadosh or kedusha einu yochel lahapsik v'lanos im atzibur. Elo yishtok v'yamtin ma'at v'shomea ka'one. Tosus quotes Rashi who says that you should stop and listen. Listen to the Tzibur, and you'll be Yotzei with Kedusha by listening. Shomer Ka'ona. So Shomer Ka'ona, great. You're in the middle of Shemona Esrei. You can't be Mafsik. So what? You're not being Mafsik. You're not saying anything. Just listen. And if you listen, everything is fine. Shomer Ka'ona, you can be Yotzei. Rabbi Natam v'riho yu'omim da'adir Rabbi Shomer Kohona havi avsokim shosik. Rabbi Natam and the Ri say, no, chas v'sholom. Don't listen. If you listen, it's like being mafsik in the middle of Shemona Esa. You can't do that. Mekomakom nagu ha'om lishtov v'lishma v'gadol ha'minik. The minig is to listen. The minig is to stop and to listen. The minig is like Rashi. If you find yourself in such a context, then you should listen to the Shliach Tzibur. Listen to what he's saying to the different parts of the Kedusha. That's why it's very important for the Shliach Tzibur to repeat the Kedusha. He should say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Sometimes the Shliach Tzibur just says it quietly together with the Tzibur. But the problem is, if someone is listening to him and he doesn't say it loud, so then they're not going to be Otzis. It's important for the Shliach Tzibur to repeat Baruch Kvod Hashem Komo, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. He has to say the whole Lashon of the Kedusha so that someone who's in the middle of Shemona Esrei can listen to him and he can be Yotzi Midin Shemei Kaona. So according to Rashi, he should listen and he's Yotzi Midin Shemei Kaona. According to Rabbi Natam and the Ri, Fakert, he should not listen. If he listens, that's going to be a Hafsoka. It'll be a Hefzik in the middle of Shemona Esrei. So he shouldn't listen. He can't do anything. He has to continue doing, he has to continue saying the Shemona Esrei. He can't be Yotzi Kedusha. What's Machlokas? So the way they say over, Chazanish has something like this, and others say that the Machlokas Rashi and the Bali Tosfos is, what does Shomer Kona mean? The Bali Tosfos says Shomer Kona means it's literally the same as Dibur, it's a literal equation. Shmia is mamish like Aniyah. So if it's like Aniyah, then it's as if you spoke in the middle of Shemona Esrei. You can't be Yotzim Yidin Shomer Kona in a place where you can't be Mafsik. In a place in the davening that you can't be mafsik, you can't be Yotzi Midin Shomer Kona because you're going to be mafsik in the middle of the tefillah. But Rashi says, no, Shomer Kona just means that there are two equal ways that you can be Yotzi a mitzvah shebedibur. You could do it either with dibur or with shmiah. Not that shmiah equals dibur literally, but shmiah equals dibur in the sense that it's equivalent to dibur. They both work. Dibur works, Shmiah works. Not that Shmiah is literally the same as Dibur. So in this context, where you can't be Medaber, be Shomer. And if you're Shomer, then you'll also be Yotze without a Dibur. Okay, that's the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Comes Tosfos and adds one more point. I skipped a line in the Tosfos. I went from Rashi to the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, but I skipped a line. What's the line in the middle? It says Tosfos, after quoting Rashi, he says, V'yesh lomad l'chatchila ein la'asos kein. L'chatchila, one shouldn't be Yotze Midin Shomer Kaona in a place in the tefillah where you're not allowed to be mafsik. L'chatchila, you shouldn't do it. Why not? Shomer Kaona, what's the problem? Tes Tosus, the Aniyah Chashiva Tfei Hida Mitzvah. The Aniyah Chashiva Tfei Hida Mitzvah. Because Dibur, when it comes to a mitzvah Sheva Dibur, speaking is a Hida Mitzvah. Actually saying the words is a Hida Mitzvah. Yes, you can be Yotze through Shmiah as well, but it's a lower level. It's a lower level. It's not actual Dibur. Right? Actual Dibur says Tosfos. This is not Rashi. This is Tosfos elaborating on the Rashi. Saying something about the Rashi. It's unclear what Rashi himself would say about this, but this is Tosfos and Brachas explaining through the Rashi. So he says, even according to Rashi, that you can be Yotze with Shomer Kaona, but it's better to be Yotze with Dibur. Dibur is l'chatchila a higher level. The second level is Shomer Kaona. If you can't do Dibur, then at least do Shomer Kaona. What does it mean, l'chatchila? You shouldn't do this, but you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei. What does it mean, l'chatchila? It's all a b'di'evet. I'm thrust into this situation. At some point out, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi in the Gemara has a line that if a person is going to start Shemona Esrei, but he knows l'chatchila, he's not going to be able to finish before the tzibur gets up to Kedusha, then he shouldn't start. Let's say a person comes late. The tzibur's already davening. So he's going to start a Shemona Esrei, and he knows the tzibur is going to start Chazaras HaShatz in 2 minutes. He can't possibly finish Shemona Esrei in 2 minutes. No one can finish Shemona Esrei in 2 minutes. Right? I hope. Right? So what should he do? So comes the Gemara and says he shouldn't start. First, listen to Kedusha, and then you'll daven b'yechidus. But it's better to listen to Kedusha. Better to listen to Kedusha. Why? So Tosfos says, that this is the reason why. Because even according to Rashi, that you can be Yotze with Shomer Kaona, l'chatchila, you're supposed to be medaber. So if you know that you're not going to be able to be medaber during Kedusha, and it's still l'chatchila, because you haven't started the Shemona Esrei, then you should wait. Wait for the tzibur to say Kedusha, and then you'll start the Shemona Esrei. L'chatchila, it's better to do dibur and not to do Shomer Kaona. What do you see from this line of Tosfos? The Tosfos holds that there can be a concept of Hida Mitzvah in how I'm yotze the mitzvah shebedibur. Bedibur or b'shmiya? There is no chefza shel mitzvah here. What, dibur? The dibur is not a chefza. It's all in the maisa. It's all how the person is being yotze a mitzvah. And we see that there's a concept, there can be a concept of hidden mitzvah in a maisa mitzvah. That's similar to the Rashi and the Rashbam in our sugya. Tosfos is saying that there's a lechatchila that one should be yotze a mitzvah shebedibur with speech, not with shmiya. Even though you can be yotze with shamea ka'oneh, even in a place where you're not allowed to be mafsik, because shmiya is not like dibur, right? You can be yotze, but because shmiya is not like dibur, it's only a bidyevet. It's a second level. It's a lower level. It's not the lechatchila level. It's not the ultimate level. The best way to fulfill a mitzvah shebedibur is through actual dibur. And that's a hidden mitzvah, says Tosfos. You see clearly that Tosfos holds there's a concept of hidden mitzvah, even by Maisa Mitzvah. Although the Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Lamed Gimel talks about hidden mitzvah only in the context of the Chefza Shel Mitzvah, you see clearly from Tosfos and Brachas that there can be such a notion of hidden mitzvah even by the Maisa Mitzvah. And that's what Rashi and Rashbam seem to be saying as well. To eat the matzah l'te'ovon, that's a hidden mitzvah in the Maisa Mitzvah. So Rashi and the Rashbam also are echoing this Yesod. They seem to be saying, first of all, that you can have a hidden mitzvah in the Maisa Mitzvah. But the truth is they're going even one step further. The hidden mitzvah in the Maisa Mitzvah? Is there a hidder in the Maisa, the way that you're eating the matzah? Not quite. The hidder is that the matzah is choviv to you. If you eat l'te'avon, then the matzah is more beloved. Right? You're excited to eat the matzah, as opposed to if you feel full, then you're not so excited. That's clearly not a hidder in the chefza, but it's a chiddush even within hidder and maisa mitzvah. Rashi and Rashbam are saying that, first of all, you can have a hidder mitzvah even in the maisa mitzvah. What's more, even if you're a hidder in the maisa mitzvah, is that the mitzvah is choviv to you, that you're excited to do the mitzvah, that's also called hidder mitzvah. That's also called hidden mitzvah. And say Rashi and Rashbam, that's why the Chachamim asked you to eat a Suda, Erev Pesach, Samach Lemincha, because they want you to get this hidden mitzvah. They're afraid you won't eat the matzah l'te'avon, and you'll lose out in this hidden mitzvah. So claim Rashi and Rashbam, that's why Chazal say that Samach Lemincha, Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to have a Suda. In order to be Mekayim, that hidden mitzvah, in the Maisa mitzvah, that the mitzvah should be chaviv to you, you'll eat matzah l'te'ovin. Okay, so it seems as though Rashi and the Rashbam are saying a big chiddush over here. Right? That they hold you can have a hidden mitzvah even in the Maisa Mitzvah, and even if the whole hidden mitzvah is that the mitzvah is chaviv to you, that's also called a hidden in the Maisa Mitzvah. So if this is such a chiddush, why do Rashi and the Rashbam have to say this? Why do they have to explain this way? Ubefrat? Befrat, to make the kash even stronger, can someone help me out? Why do they have to introduce this idea that you can have hidden mitzvah in the Maisa Mitzvah, and even hidden mitzvah, the mitzvah is chaviv to you? But what's even more difficult is that what they could have explained differently. Why? New hand? Why? Anyone? Shalom?
Because the Ran gives an answer.
The Ran gives a different answer, but better. They're not beholden to the Ran, but they should be beholden to what? To what? A new hand. Come on. Rafi.
The Gemara Kuf
Zion. The Gemara Kuf Zion talks about Achila Gassu. We're going to get to it in a moment. Rashi and Rashbam knew the Gemara. I know this is Sari Tesla Beis, but before they wrote their Perish, they read through the whole Perik. They read through Shas. They knew the Gemara Kuf Zion. So why not mention the Gemara Kuf Zion? What they're saying is such a chiddush anyway, so why say it if you have a Gemara in your back pocket that you can give a different pshat, Achila Gassu? It's really a pell on Rashi and the Rashbam. So, okay, we'll have to get to the Gemara, but let's talk Svara, right? Talk Svara, as Shalom was saying. Leaving the Gemara aside, the Ran has a Svara that the Issa should be not because you should eat the matzah l'te'avon, mishamid a mitzvah, but rather achila gasa. We should be concerned that you'll eat the matzah achila gasa. So why don't they say that? Why don't they explain like the Ran? Why don't they explain like the Ran? So the simple pshat is that they thought it was very difficult to say like the Ran that we're afraid you'll eat the matzah achila gasa. If we allow you to eat, then you'll stuff yourself and you're not going to eat the matzah. Achila Gasa is really quite a... Right? You really have to be stuffed to the gills to be called an Achila Gasa. You're going to eat so much Erev Pesach that you're going to eat Achila Gasa? Most people want to eat the matzah. Right? They want to eat the matzah and enjoy the matzah. They pay a lot of money for that shmura matzah. Right? So people want to eat the matzah. We're really so concerned that you're going to eat so much Erev Pesach that it'll be an Achila Gasa. Chora, that's the pshat behind the svara of Rashi and the Rashbam. That it's such a far-fetched chashash that you're going to eat the matzah achila gasa. Why would Chazal make such a gzera? Why would Chazal make such a gzera? Rabbeinu David and the Ran felt compelled to give such a pshat. Why? Because they thought Rashi and the Rashbam are gorshver. Rashi and the Rashbam are very difficult. Why are they difficult? First of all, the chiddush of Rashi and the Rashbam, that you can have a hidden mitzvah in the ma'isa. That's a tremendous chiddush. The Ran disagrees and says, who claims that you can have a hidden mitzvah in the ma'isa? What's more, even if there is such an idea that there's a hidden mitzvah in the ma'isa mitzvah, but Chazal are going to make a gzeira that you can't eat Erev Pesach, Samach Lemincha, you can't have a suda because we're afraid there's a gzeira. That what? That you're not going to eat the matzah l'teyavon and it won't be a hidden mitzvah? You'll still be yotze the mitzvah. Okay, so it's not going to be a hidden. Chazal are going to make a gzeira to aser achila and erev Pesach in order to be sure that you'll be mekayim the mitzvah achilas matzah behidder? Why do they have to make such a gzeira? You'll still be yotze the mitzvah anyway, so what's the real need for a gzeira? That l'chora is the give and take between Rashi and the Rashbam. Right? Between Rashi and the Rashbam, and the Ran. Right? Why did Rashi and the Rashbam... Rashi and the Rashbam gave their pshat, they didn't give the Ran's pshat, because they thought that gzeira that you might come to eat matzah achila gasa, that's so far-fetched, it doesn't make any sense to make such a gzeira. The Ran and the Rabbeinu David, by contrast, they felt punk faker, that Rashi and the Rashbam are saying a tremendous chiddush. That you can have a hidden mitzvah, even in a ma'isa mitzvah, that's a tremendous chiddush. What's more, why would Chazal make a gzeira that you can't eat Erev Pesach, Samach Lemincha, because we're afraid that you might not eat the matzah l'teyavon, and you won't do the hidden mitzvah. Azma! So you won't do the hidden mitzvah. You'll still be makayim the mitzvah, so why make such a gzeira? It makes much more sense to say that Chazal made a gzeira that you shouldn't eat Samach Lemincha Erev Pesach because you might eat too much and then you'll eat the Matzah Achila Gasa and then you won't be yotze the mitzvah at all. Chazal make a gzera, they're afraid that if a person does X, then he won't be yotze a mitzvah. He'll be mavatel the mitzvah. That makes more sense. That kind of gzera makes more sense, claimed the Ran. So these are the svaras back and forth. Where did Chazal make such a gzera? It's more far-fetched that the person is going to eat the matzah achila gasa, but at the same time, if he does eat the matzah achila gasa, he won't be yotze the mitzvah at all. So that's the give and take between the Rishonim. Rashi and the Rashbam felt that so far-fetched, it doesn't make sense to make such a gzera. Rabbeinu David and the Ran say, it might be far-fetched, but at least the gzera makes sense. You're making a gzera not to eat Erev Pesach, Samach Lemincha, so that we will ensure that you'll be makayim the mitzvah matzah. Whereas if you eat too much and the matzah is eaten achila gasa, you're not makayim the mitzvah at all. Right? You're not makayim the mitzvah at all. To say that you have a hidden mitzvah in the ma'isa mitzvah and Chazal are going to make such a gzera that you shouldn't eat Erev Pesach, Samach Lemincha, because you might not be makayim the mitzvah behidder? Rabbeinu David and the Ran feel, why should you make such a gzeira? You'll still be makayim the mitzvah, you just won't do it behid. Okay, this is the machlokes misvara between Rashi and the Rashbam on the one hand, Rabbeinu David and the Ran on the other hand. Ephraim Wiener.
Don't we usually see a precedence for, you know, making a gzeira for a hider, like with lulav? If your lulav is missing a tip, you know, even though it's all about zekeli vanveyu, it's still... making a gezeira based on hiddur. Seems like there's a lot of precedent for that.
If your lulav is missing a tip,
maybe your lulav is
nikdam rosh, so it's split on top, right?
Yeah, that's all medin hiddur.
You have to distinguish between hadar as opposed to hiddur. We have to look at dine lulav and figure out what exactly is a hiddur mitzvah. It could be that the psul that you're talking about is a psul of hadar. Hadar is a din daraisa. That means that the Torah describes the dalet minim as being pre-Eitz Hadar. The Esrog is described as pre-Eitz Hadar. So from that we learn that all the Dalimim have a concept of Hadar. So it could be that the Psul of Hadar is actually Ma'akev even B'di'evet. So if the Tiyomis is split, that might be a different type of Psul. That's not a Psul of Hidr. There is no such thing as a Psul of Hidr. That's not a Din L'chatchil of Hidr. That could be a Psul of Hadar. So it's a little bit of a different concept. So we have to see, we have to look at the halachas of Dalaminim and see, is there really a din lechatchil, is there a gzeira drabonan made about hiddur mitzvah, or is there a concept of hodar that applies to the Dalaminim? Okay? Okay, so this is in terms of the svar, the machlokas harishonim, about the Isra Achila and Erev Pesach Samach Lemincha. But there's another machlokas over here, as we keep on alluding to, and that is, there's a gemara. What are Rashi and the Rashbam going to do with the Gemara? So let's see this Gemara together inside. Okay, if you have a Gemara, please turn to Kuf Zayin. Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, going on to Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Samach Lemincha, right? A person, Erev Pesach, Samach Lemincha, Lo Yochal Adam Ad Shetechshach. So the Gemara asks, Ibai Elohu Samach Lemincha Gedola Tanan, or Dilma Samach Lemincha Ketana Tanan? Which Mincha are we talking about? It doesn't say Mincha Ketana, Mincha Gedol in the Mishnah. So which Mincha are we talking about? Samach L'Mincha Gedol Atnan U'Mishum Pesach? Dilma Asi L'Mimshach V'Asi L'Imnuei M'Lameh B'Pischa? Are we talking about Samach L'Mincha Gedol L'Yochal Adam? Why? Mincha Gedol is 6.5 hours into the day. Mincha Ketana is 9.5 hours into the day. In a perfect day, Mincha Ketana is to be 30. Mincha Gedol is at 12:30. And Mincha Gedol is when they were able to start shechting the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Right? And the Mishnah at the beginning of Perek Tamid Nishcha, the fifth Perek in Pesachim, talks about when they would do that. Right? If Erev Pesach is Chalios, Erev Shabbos, they're all different scenarios. So there is a certain case where they will start shechting the Karban Tamid at 6.5 hours into the day. Right? If Chal Erev Pesach, Lios Be'erev Shabbos. The Gemara explains exactly what that's based on. Because they have to get it in. The din is that you have to shech the Karban Pesach after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So, since you have to get the Karban Pesach in there as well, so we're makdim the Tamid in order to get the Pesach afterwards. Normally, we're not makdim any Karbanas after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Pesach is the exception. Pesach is done after the Tamid. Everything else has to be done before the Tamid. So in that particular circumstance, I'll actually shech the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim at 6.5 hours into the day at the time of Mincha Gedola. So for the Gemara, what does it mean that you can't eat Samach L'Mincha? Is it Samach L'Mincha Gedola? And the chashash is that we're afraid that if you start eating half an hour before Mincha Gedola, 12 o'clock, noontime, you have a lunch, you know, you sit down at the calf. Well, not at the calf, because you can't shech the Karban Pesach in Washington Heights, but you sit down to eat a meal at 12 o'clock, and then you're not going to bring the Karban Pesach because you get so involved in the meal. Or Dilma Samach L'Mincha Ketana Tanan. U'mishamatza Dilma Asi L'Mech L'Lamatza Achila Gasa. Well, maybe the pshat is that you're not allowed to eat Samach L'Mincha Ketana, not because of Karban Pesach. Mincha Ketana is after the Karban Pesach. Right? The time of Mincha Ketana is after the Karban Pesach is brought. The chashash is that we're afraid you'll eat the matza Achila Gasa. If you eat so close to nightfall, then you'll eat the matza Achila Gasa. So Amar Ravina Toshma Afilu Agripa Samelech Shirogil Lechol B'Teisha shows also Ayom Lo Yochal Ad Shetechshach. So the Memra says that even Agripa Samelech, who normally would eat at 9 hours into the day, what does that mean that he ate at 9 hours? That means that he would begin his suda in the middle of the ninth hour, before 3 o'clock. He began in the middle of the night. The ninth hour begins at 2 o'clock. You have 8 full hours, and then the ninth hour is beginning between 2 o'clock and 3, then the ninth hour finishes at 3 o'clock, and at 3:30, that's 9.5 hours into the day. Agrippas, Melochim, you know, they ate late. They got up late, they ate late. So he would have a suda in the ninth hour. So comes the Memra and says that even he who normally eats in the ninth hour, he shouldn't eat until Chashecha. So Zag the Gemara, Yamit Bishlam Asamach L'Menchak Tana Tana, and Haini Rabu Seid Agrippas. If the Mishnah is telling us that you're not allowed to eat Samach L'Mincha Ketana, so then we understand the Chiddush. Eliyam at Samach L'Mincha Gedola Tanan, Myra Busid Agrippas. What's the Chiddush of Agrippas if it's Samach L'Mincha Gedola? Chal Isra Le Meikara. The Isra was Chal. If he's only eating between 2 and 3, And the Issa was already Chal, Samach L'mincha Gedola at 12 o'clock, so of course, it's also for him to eat, so he can't eat. Well, what's the Shaila? So it must be Samach L'mincha Ketana tonight. That the Issa Achil on Erev Pesach, Samach L'mincha is Samach L'mincha Ketana. So the Gemara says, well, just one second. Ela Samach L'mincha Ketana tonight, even Samach L'mincha Ketana, it's still Shver. Sof, my Rabusei D'Agripas, Hamadjilei Zmani Surah. What does that mean? What's the Kasha of the Gemara? So comes the Rashbam and explains, it's true, Agrippas is starting to eat in the middle of the ninth hour, between 2 and 3. The Isser is Chal at 3, so he started before, but the Kasha still remains. What's the Chiddush that he's not allowed to eat? Even if he started, but once the Isser comes, it should be also for him to eat, it should be also for him to continue. That's what the Gemara is asking. Of course, if Samach L'mincha means Samach L'mincha Gedola, then we don't understand the Chiddush Bechlal. Agrippa Samelach eats between 2 and 3, so even he is not allowed to eat Erev Pesach. Samach L'mincha, even he is not allowed to eat Erev Pesach. Of course, the Isser is Samach L'mincha. It was Chal 2 hours before he even started eating. What's the Chiddush if you hold that the Isser is Samach L'mincha Ketana? Right? This is still a Kasha. What's the Chiddush? Once the Isser is Chal, the Isser is Chal at 3 o'clock. Agrippa started before 3 o'clock, but it should be also for him to eat once the Isser is Chal. So Zot the Gemara, no. Mahu, the Tema Teisha shows, Lagrippa's Kaba shows, the Danda mi Kamash Malan. I would think that Agrippa's Teisha shows, when he starts to eat his Suda, that's like us eating at 4 hours. We eat 4 hours into that. We eat at 10 o'clock, you know. Finish davening Shachris, you'll eat at Dalit shows, let's say. That's when the normal breakfast is. So you would think that his meal in the afternoon is like our breakfast. No one says you're not allowed to eat breakfast there at Pesach. You'll be able to eat matzah just fine on the Leila Seder, even if you eat breakfast. So you think Agrippas' meal in the afternoon is like our breakfast. What could be the problem? He'll be able to eat matzah, kedas, and kedin on the Seder night, even if he eats his Suda in the afternoon. Kamash mala, no, that even Agrippas HaMelech is asa lechel Erev Pesach, Samach L'mincha. He's not allowed to eat at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's the Gemara. So what's the maskana of the Gemara? Samach L'mincha, is it Samach L'mincha Gedola Tana or Samach L'mincha Ketana Tana? Anyone? Samach L'mincha Ketana, right? That's the maskana. Maskana is Samach L'mincha Ketana. The Gemara asks, what's the Chiddush of Agrippas? And the Gemara gives an answer. But Samach L'mincha Ketana Tana, right? What's the reason that it's also to eat Erev Pesach Samach L'mincha Ketana? According to the Gemara, what's the Isser? The Gemara had two possibilities, right? That the Isser Achil on Erev Pesach is what? We're afraid that you won't bring the Karban Pesach. That's if it's Samach L'mincha Gedola Tana. And if Samach L'mincha Ketana Tana, what's the Isser? Gemara says, Odilma Samach L'mincha Ketana Tana Umishamatza Dilma Asi L'meichla L'matza Achilagasa. The Gemara says that if Samach L'mincha Ketana Tanan, the Isser to eat Erev Pesach, Samach L'mincha, is so that you won't eat the matzah, Achilagasa, on the Leil HaSeder. It's Beferish L'Gemara what the reason is. You just have to figure out what's the answer to the question. Is Samach L'mincha, Samach L'mincha Gedol, or Samach L'mincha Ketana? Once the Gemara concludes that Samach L'mincha Ketana, we know what the reason is. It's so that you shouldn't eat matzah, Achilagasa. So who's right? Rashi and the Rashbam, or the Rabbeinu David and the Ran? Rabbi Nodavid and the Ran. They're sitting pretty. Can the Mefarish be Gemara, says the Ran. The Gemara tells you what the reason is. You don't need a fancy lum de shashir, a brisk shashir, to tell you what the... It's in the Gemara. Before you become a brisker, read the Gemaras. You know, you can say a lot of svaras. Sometimes a person, they think they're smart. So, you have a Mishnah, you say, you know what, I want to clarify here. I want to ask a question. Maybe the reason is this, maybe the reason is that. I don't know. And then, you know, we should look at the Rishonim. That's not a way to learn. First, you have to read the Mishnah and the Gemara, see what the Gemara says. After you see the Gemara, then you can clear Chakiris. You can think of what the possibilities are. Here, the Gemara clears the Chakira for you. The Gemara says, "What's the time? Is it so that you shouldn't delay or be prevented from doing the Karban Pesach, or that you won't eat the Matzah Chilagasa?" That's the Chakira the Gemara has. And what's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is when the Issa was said. Was it said Samach L'mincha Gedola? Was it said Samach L'mincha Ketana? It's a brisk Gemara, right? The Gemara is a Chakire. Ibayelo, Ashayla. You gotta read the Gemara. So it comes around and says, I read the Gemara, so now my perish on the Afsarites, I'm gonna tell you what the Gemara says. Rashi and the Rashbam are pile ployim. It's mamash shver. Why do they give a different reason to eat the matzah l'tayoven? Hid the mitzvah. Hid the mitzvah is a chiddush. L'tayoven is a chiddush. Look at the Gemara. Gemara says achila gasim. Pile ployim. Rashi and the Rashbam are really very difficult. Very, very difficult. What's the answer? What's the answer, Rabosai? Help me out now. What's the answer? A new hand. Come on. Come on. Simple answer. Very simple answer. What's the answer? Let me go to the next screen. What's the answer? What's the answer for Rashi and the Rashbam? Nothing fancy. This is not fancy footwork. That might get a little fancier as we go on, but Morty Blair.
There are two types of hilagasa.
That's fancy. We're going to get to that fancy. But even before we get there, yes, you're right. We're going to get to that. But before you get there, again, the kasha is, the Ran has a Gemara. Why did Rashi and the Rashbam introduce another Svara? Why don't they just give the Gemara, Yossi?
Well, at this point, we don't really know if we're talking about Mincha Gedolah or Katana at this point, so their answer works for both.
Okay, but Rashi and Rashbam are giving a parish in the Mishnah, and often, look, if they want to say to the Mefarish B'Gemara, they don't want to give us the reason, then let them do that. But why give a reason that's not in the Gemara? Why give a reason that's not in the Gemara? That's not in the Gemara? Morty? Morty Schlussel.
And it's before the Gemara, so it's the earlier stage. It's before we.
What's at this? No, the Mishnah is never before the Gemara. The Mishnah was written before the Gemara, but in the parish of Rashi and the Rashbam, they're giving you pshat in the Mishnah. So either let them say, I'm not going to tell you what the pshat is. Suspense. Suspense is a good way to teach, right? They can say, get to the Gemara. There's no greater goad to doing the Gemara than if Rashi says, we don't know what the pshat is. Look at the Gemara and you'll figure it out. So either say Kedem Farash B'Gemara, or at least if you want to explain the way the Gemara has it, then tell me what the pshat of the Gemara is, but don't give me a different pshat. Jacob Dower.
Gemara Daf Kuf.
Rashi and the Rashbam have a Gemara too! It's not that there's one Gemara, there's another Gemara. They're hiding behind another Gemara. Rashi and the Rashbam weren't Mechadish a new Tam. The Tam is in the Gemara also. Now it's really getting complicated. Not complicated, it's just getting beautiful. The Ran says, Ki demefarish b'gemara achila gasa, he's invoking the Gemara in Kuf Zayin. Rashi and the Rashbam are going to respond by saying, why jump to Kuf Zayin? We're not up to there yet. We're doing Tzadi Tes. Look at the Gemara in Tzadi Tes Amud Beis. You'll see exactly what we say. What Gemara? Who Gemara? Let's take a look at the Gemara. Now let's start the Gemara. Okay, with this background, we can understand what's going on in this Gemara. Gemara says, "And Naftzari Tesa Mebeis, my area Arve Psochim, Afilu Arve Shabbosos V'yamim Tovim Nami." The Mishnah says, "Arve Psochim Samach Lemincha Lo Yochal Adam Achetech Shach." Frag the Gemara, "Arve Psochim, what's special about Erev Pesach? Erev Pesach is just like Erev Yom Tov Ba'alma. Arve Shabbosos V'yamim Tovim." The Tanya. So there happens to be a machlokas tanoim whether you're allowed to eat mina mincha ulamayla. Notice it doesn't say samach lamincha, but it does say mina mincha ulamayla. Rabbi Yossi says you don't have to abstain from eating; you can eat until chashech, until shkia. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're not allowed to eat. There is an Isra Achila on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov as well. So, in fact, the Gemara, why Dafka Arve Psochim, Arve Shabbos and Yom Tovim? There's also a difference. Sataka, the second teretz of the Gemara is, no, there's a difference between Mina Mincha Lamala and Samach Lamincha. Here, we're Machadesh Samach Lamincha. Rav Huna, though, gives a different answer. Amar Rav Huna, Lo Tzricha Ela L'Rabbi Yossi. Da Amar Ocha V'Holich HaChetech Shach, Hani Mili Barve Shabbos and Yom Tovim, Aval Be'Erev HaPesach, Mishum Chiyuv HaDematza, Moda. Rav Huna says Rabbi Yossi holds that on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov there's no Isra Achila. You can eat until Shkia, till Chashecha. On Erev Pesach, then he agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that there's an Isra Achila. Isra Achila, min amincha lemayla, samach lemincha, whatever the shear is, but there is an Isra Achila. So who do we paskin like? So the Gemara, I'm skipping a little bit, but the Gemara Daf Kuf says, V'ha'amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Amar Rabbi Yochan Avitema, Amar Rabbi Yavo, Amar Rabbi Yossi Barab Chanina, Halachak Rabbi Yehuda Be'erev HaPesach, Halachak Rabbi Yossi Be'erev Shabbos. Leaving Erev Shabbos out. Halachak Rabbi Yehuda Be'erev Pesach. Rabbi Yochanan says, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'Erev Pesach, that there's an Isser Achila on Erev Pesach, min ha-mincha l'maylo, or samach l'mincha, as our Mishnah says. That's the Halacha, that's how we paskin. Why is there an Isser Achila on Erev Pesach? Rabbi Yehuda tells you why. K'dei she'ikones l'Shabbos k'shu taiva. K'dei she'ikones l'Pesach k'shu taiva. Rabbi Yossi argues against Rabbi Yehuda legabe Erev Shabbos, but legabe Erev Pesach, even he is moded to Rabbi Yehuda that there's an Isser Achila. Why? What's the difference? What's the difference? The difference is there's a chiyuva de matzah on Pesach. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat the matzah on Pesach. Yes, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's also a mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, but as the Mefarshim point out, some of the Rishonim say, that could be a mitzvah midivir Kabbalah, v'karos l'Shabbos oneg. There's a mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, but it's not like the mitzvah d'oraisa of matzah. So because there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of matzah on the Leil HaSeder, that's why Erev Pesach, Samach L'mincha, there's an Isser Achila. Why? K'dei she'ikones l'Shabbos, k'dei she'ikones l'matzah k'shu b'taiva. He'll eat matzah l'tayavon. Rashi and the Rashbam. So Rashi and the Rashbam are hiding behind the Gemara and the Tzadi Tesam at base. Yes, it's true, the Gemara Kuf Zayin mentions the idea of Achila Gasa, but the reality is the Gemara Daf Tzadi Tes Amid Beis mentions the concept of Kedei She'ikones K'shu B'taiva. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda regarding Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. But we paskin like him legabe Erev Pesach. So that's presumably the reason why one is not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach, Samach L'mincha. Kedei She'ikones L'matzah K'shu B'taiva Mishum Chiyuva D'matzah. Mishum chiyuva de matzah, so that he'll eat it l'tayavin. So we thought we had Rashi and the Rashbam in our hold, right? We thought that we had a kasha against them because it's docha gemara and kuf zayin that's against them. It turns out it's not a kasha on Rashi and the Rashbam. They have a Gemara Daf Tzadi Tesam at base. So Gemara Tzadi Tesam at base says the Isser Achila is not because of Achila Gasa, but rather it's Kedei She'ikones L'Pesach K'shu B'taiva. So it's true that we've now answered the question on Rashi and the Rashbam, but now we have a steer in the Gemaras. What is the real reason? Why is there an Isser Achila on Erev Pesach Samach L'mincha? Is it that you'll eat matzah l'tayavon, or is it that you shouldn't eat matzah Achila Gasa? Which is the real Gemara? You have a steer in the Gemaras. The answer is, we obviously have to understand what the Gemara in Daf Kuf Zayin is saying. There can't be a steer in the Gemaras. Right? But if we better understand what the Gemara in Daf Kuf Zayin is saying, what does Achila Gasa mean, as Mordechai Blau was pointing out? What does Achila Gasa mean? What are the different levels of eating when a person is stuffed, when he's not so stuffed, but he's not so happy to be eating? There are multiple levels over here. It's not like the only levels are when a person is betaiva or he's eating achila gasa. Those are two extremes. Either he's very hungry, you know, after a person fasts, right? They're pretty hungry. That's one extreme. The other extreme is, you know, he's eaten a six-course meal and he feels completely full. Achila gasa. Those are two extremes, but there's a lot of middle ground. So we have to analyze, what is that middle ground? What's the halachic status of that middle ground? Perhaps if we analyze the middle ground, then we'll better understand how these different perushim, Rashi and Rashbam on the one hand, Rabbi Nadavid and the Ran on the other, how they'll fit in. That there's no steer in the sugis. We just have to understand what the Gemaras are saying. How do we reconcile this contradiction between the two sugis? And if you reconcile the contradiction between the two sugis, then we'll get a better understanding of the Machlokas Rishonim. So till now, what we've developed is the Machlokas Rishonim in Svara. What are Rashi and Rashbam disagreeing with Rabbi Nadavid and the Ran about in Svara? First of all, in terms of whether you can have a hidden mitzvah in a Maisa, and secondly, what the Gzeiras Chazal is all about. Right? Did Chazal make a Gzeira so that you shouldn't eat Erev Pesach in order that you'll be able to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah behider? Or do we say that's not really a reason for a Gzeira, but rather the Gzeira is for Achila Gasa? Or do we say no, that Achila Gasa, that's such a far-fetched gzera, there's no reason to make such a gzera. That's the machlokas mitzad the svar. Tomorrow we have to We have to look at Tosfos on Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, the Rabbeinu Tam, the two types of Achila Gasa. We'll have to analyze the Sugya on Daf Kuf Zayin a little bit further to answer the other Kasha, that now we have two different reasons, but yet we have two Gemaras as well. How can we reconcile the Gemaras both according to Rashi and the Rashbam, and according to Rabbeinu David and the Ran?